I'm feeling good, man. How you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts of coming to Pittsburgh?
I'm excited. I'm glad I'm playing in Pittsburgh, and I get to live behind somebody like Casey Hampton.
Is he a guy that you've watched over the years, Casey Hampton?
Yeah.
What do you like about him, about the way he plays?
He angles up the middle, and he holds his ground. Take up more than one blocker to play, and I'm trying to do the same thing when I get there.
Alameda, did you talk to the Steelers at all throughout the draft process, maybe at the combine, and did you sense that they were interested in you?
Yeah, I talked to them. I've talked to the Steelers throughout the combine, but, yeah.
Who'd you talk to?
I talked to all the coaches inside the room at the combine.
Did you have a feeling this would be a destination for you?
Yeah, I did. I had a feeling. Yeah.
How did you have that feeling?
You said it again?
Why did you have that feeling?
Well, a lot of people told me that the Pittsburghs were interested, and they called me, they talked to me, and I seen Coach follow me, you know, during the senior ball.
I mean, what do you think about seeing David DeCastro again as a teammate now after that game against Stanford?
It's good. It's good to see David DeCastro as a teammate. I played against him and I played with him in high school, and he's a great player.
Well, you were teammates in high school?
No, we played together in the All-American game in high school.
Were you another Seahawks fan who's mad at the Steelers most of your childhood?
No, I was going for the Steelers when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl.
Hey, what do you remember about that game against DeCastro, Stanford versus Washington this year?
Well, when you go against DeCastro, you feel his presence. There's not a lot of guards who can block down on a nose guard, and you can feel him, you know what I mean? And the thing about DeCastro is he's explosive from play one all the way to the last play. And he comes at you. There's not a lot of guards who stay the same like that throughout the whole game.
Were you frustrated in that game against him? Did he do a good job against you?
Castro?
Yeah.
Nah, like, he did. He did a good job.
What do you think you bring best to the table as a nose tackle?
Clogging up that middle and not allowing anything up there.
Hey, Casey likes to say there's really not too much involved. You either push the man right, push the man left, or push him backwards. Is that about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's your pass rush?
Man, my pass rush is amazing.
Do you think they'll let you do that here a little bit?
Hopefully. I saw what I got during camp, and hopefully I'll be on all three downs.
Have they talked to you at all about any specific weight they want you to be at when you get in here?
No, they haven't. I'll find out at mini camp.
Is that going to be an issue for you at all, you think? Or
No, it's not.
Who are you looking forward to meeting more, Casey Hampton or Troy Polamalu?
Troy.
Why is that?
Because he represents a lot of the Polynesians out here, like the West Coast with all the Samoans out here, and to be able to play next to Troy Polamalu, I've heard a lot of stories. My coaches said that they coached him, and they told me that he's the best football player overall that they've ever played with, and because he knows the game. And the way he's out there representing Samoa and just his people, it's going to be an honor just to meet Polamalu.
Have you been to the island?
Yeah, I've been there a lot of times. I visit the island every summer until I got to college.
Why? Do you have parents, grandparents?
Yep. Well, my parents, my father was a pastor. So, like, they have this meeting that they have with everybody else in the U.S. They all meet in Samoa every year and just go over things, you know, the congregation is going through. So, I went there every summer to spend time with family.
So you wear your 43 jersey around Seattle, huh?
No. I'm too big to wear 43 on my chest.
Have you ever been to the city of Pittsburgh?
No, I haven't. haven't. I think it was the first one, man.
Okay, Alameda, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.